Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Monday, May the 27th, 2024, Memorial Day, and I say happy Memorial Day to everybody. And I hope everybody has a good afternoon, good evening, good day, and a good time off for the weekend. And I got my special guest, Nicole Powers. WitnessSpeaks.com is her website. And she's been keeping up to date on a lot of things that I don't look at, like other people don't look at. It needs to be talked about. And she's been bringing very vital information that I've seen pop up after she reported on this radio program here in the past. All of a sudden, something pops up in semi-mainstream media. Alternative media pops up after she's made a report. So she's effective, and people are listening to this show. With that said, Nicole, welcome.
Thank you, Stu. And I want to also tell the veterans in America and all over the world, wherever you are, thank you for your service and your dedication and your sacrifice to this country. And because of that, we can enjoy our freedoms, and I'm most appreciative. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you for complimenting, because, you know, I served in the Marine Corps, so thank you for that, Nicole.
Thank you so much. And I'm proud to be an American. And I'm so proud that men and women across the whole board take time to serve and protect this country. So it's very important to me to appreciate this day and honor the men and women. They give so much. And sometimes they don't get back to what they put forth.
They don't get back.
Thank you very much.
They don't get back. I mean, the service people that served in the branches of the military, like I served in the Marine Corps, hey, they're treated like crap. They're treated like crap, really. I mean, our government, it's so far out of control, in my opinion, and they need to be honored. But
yeah,
I could tell.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm not going to say it. I could say I'm aware of things. My father was in Air Force Intelligence, and he helped stop the Korean War. He was one of 69 people, and he was captured by the Chinese without saying any more. There was a river between North Korea and South Korea, and they contaminated it with uranium, and it killed 122,000 Chinese. I said, Dad, did you ever, on his deathbed, I said, did you ever ask Jesus Christ for forgiveness? He says, yes, long ago. And he was a born-again Christian. And my father, he was a vice president of Bendix in Kansas City that made toys for the government. And he taught Department of Energy inspectors at Dole down in Los Alamos Scientific Laboratory before his retirement. And it was a shame. He had a $92,000 a year retirement from Bendix when he left. And when he was in the nursing home years later, and this was in 91, he retired. Years later, they had bought the company out. Bush's and the dirty people had bought the company so many times, they kept reducing their retirements and everything else, and he only had $36,000 a year. That's what they've done to so many people. With that said, I've said enough. But I want you to go ahead, Nicole, and give us your report. I'm just saluting my father. Okay.
I just wanted to pull out a few items from Fort News that you may get interested in and reading yourself. But 25, this was passed, this bill was passed, I think last week, that 25 states may ban the same sex change operations that they have for minors. It's the House Bill 4624, it's the Health Not Hurt Bill. And this article was written by Victor Neese. And you have Trump vows to rebuild New York City and the state of New York. This article was written by Jim Hall. He was out last Thursday in the Bronx expressing his dedication to New York. And I really believe this time Trump will probably sweep the nation because he is dedicated to Americans and not involved unless Trump is elected, because I do think there is a bribery and blackmail mechanism within Congress, and I think it's going to be very difficult to shut the faucet off of the immigrants. You think about the things that are coming across the border with the fentanyl and the human trafficking. Someone is benefiting from that border to be open.
Well, if I may add something, I'm aware that they call it the Darien Gap. It's down in Panama, up in the mountain range of northern Panama, northwestern Panama. There's a highway that runs all the way from Africa, all the way up to America. And this was Obama's vision of having this big highway. And it run all the way from Central or South America all the way up to Canada to the North Pole almost. They are almost completed. The Chinese are building it in Panama in the mountain range, the Darien Gap right now. They're finishing it. They're going to have it finished in 3 months, they're claiming, by the end of the summer. The Israelis, Bibi Netanyahu, who was indicted in international court the other day, and they got arrest warrants for him, so he can't leave and come to the United States or anything because they'll arrest him, supposedly, international court, and they're going after him for war crimes, crimes against humanity, for murdering 35,000-plus Palestinians now, and all the buildings all the buildings are leveled over there. Israelis have leveled them. But he's transporting... And Professor Joel's got the name, he mentioned it on one of my other shows about the name of the company that is transporting these illegals from the northern, the Darien Gap north of Panama, where they don't have the highway finished. They're crossing through a river up there in a jungle and everything else. The illegals are coming up from South America, but they pick them up down there in the northern part, north of Panama, where the highway picks back up, and they transport them up. Now, this highway connects to I-35 down there in Texas and comes all the way up through Kansas City, goes all the way up to the Canadian border. So, in 3 months from now, we're going to be inundated with all these that are crossing, many of them dying in Panama, going through that jungle. The Chinese will have that highway completed. Then we're going to be inundated so bad. I mean, we're going to have 2 times the amount of illegals coming in. And some of the things people may not know, but you can go in on and Google it. The Kansas governor, a female sellout, back in October, she announced she's going to give $15,000 to each illegal that comes and moves to Topeka, Kansas, the capital of Kansas. She's going to give them $15,000 apiece because they have a shortage of labor, they're claiming. I mean, if you're an illegal, go to Topeka and you pick up $15,000. I mean, this is unheard of what's going on. But go ahead.
Okay. And now we have a final story of Ellen Barbla. She's a black woman who works for Estee Lauder and Max Cosmetics. Like I said, she's a whistleblower. She's an executive director of both companies. She graduated from Columbia and Princeton. And the trouble started when, I guess, after the founder of Estee Lauder passed away, that 22 women wrote a letter to upper management claiming that they felt they were mistreated. They thought they were targeted or attacked and humiliated within the company. They had a failure to promote. They had discrimination claims of payment inequality, racial animus, and unchecked microaggressions. So in September the 18th to the 20th, Gorgo stated that she was terrorized in the workplace. She also said trash was repeatedly shown up in the back patio of her home. She also was surveilled where pit airport while she was in her hometown of Toledo, Ohio. She was gassed in her hotel room. Also, in two occasions, her home was broken into in her New York apartment. And the police department refused to take a report, and the landlord refused to hand over some security footage that was strangely, she couldn't get a custody of in September 2020. Her orange juice was spiked with some type of poison agent that left her dizzy and raised her pulse to 155, and she also feared a cardiac arrest, and the blood work came up to be inconclusive, and also they found bottles of urine and used condoms and muddy sneakers around the property too. They say that this is called getting the treatment in the beauty industry. So they don't want anyone complaining about anything or raising a fuss about anything. And I just think that I told a friend that for women out there, if something so minor can upset an organization, what are they hiding? That's how I go with this. I think that companies that are acting unethical in one arena, they may be acting unethical in others. And then I say to myself, what is in the product that they push out on the general public? Because if, women, a group of well-paid professional women, not well-paid, but well-represented professional women, have a problem within the company, and they sincerely share their grievances, why couldn't they come to a compromise? In my estimation, I thought businesses were in the business of making money. Now, to satisfy all parties involved, I told my friend this, why couldn't Estee Lauder create a more concentrated line where they brought their color palette to meet women of different ethnic range, and they could easily position those 22 women to head that division, because the cosmetic industry is very saturated. But Rihanna, who's a R&B artist, has committed herself to making a fabulous line for women of color. And I just thought, well, Estee Lauder, I think they blew an opportunity to eat into 50's market, and they could have utilized those women instead of targeting someone who probably was very, she probably felt intimidated. And I don't think that every cry of racism is towards a socialist or political agenda. I think that even though we have incidents where these things come up to be hoaxed or part of the agenda, there is cause to be concerned about certain segments in society where racism truly exists. I've seen other people in this industry be online saying the same thing, that this industry, even though it's a part of beauty too, it is an ugly side to it. And that's my take on it.
Let me say something real quick. I'm aware. Folks, go to my website, stuweb.com, and punch in my search box on my website, but 007-007 Otis Johnson. That's what he was. He was a true super spook. There was only 300 of them ever trained by the U.S. government this way. Three PhDs. They murdered him in 2017. He was working for General Flynn. And General Flynn was National Security Director in the White House underneath Trump. And 2 weeks later, he was illegally indicted on some fake charges. He gets off of him. He's got a site called GeneralFlynn.com. And read his stuff. Flynn's out there, and he's a good guy, in my opinion. Now, Otis Johnson. Punch in 007 Otis Johnson and look at the different stories. It says Secret Underground House, Las Vegas. He told me about this. He was busting the Louisiana governor when I was in prison, illegally being held on false charges against my ex-father-in-law. Terroristic death threats that Judge Richard Mates dismissed and screamed at the prosecutor for wasting $750,000 of the taxpayers' money. And he told me he dismissed it with prejudice, even though they still have it on record, the FBI does, trying to make it look like I have a felony and I have no felony. They've got it illegal. I can't even get an attorney in the country to represent me. A former U.S. attorney out of Washington, trying to think of his name, I called him up about 4 or 5 years ago and told him the story. He says, Stu, I would represent you in a heartbeat. But he says, if I did, I would be suicided within 30 days. I can't be your attorney. But he wanted to talk further on some of the stuff I knew because he knew who I was. Now, 007 Otis Johnson, when you punch it in there, look for the secret underground house in Las Vegas. 5 stories below ground. They murdered him. Jerry Henderson. He owned Avon, the cosmetic company, which was a CIA company he took over in 1952. He was financing. He had $3.5 trillion in the Dalsan Bank in Switzerland when they murdered him in 1987, I think it was. Bush murdered him. And then later, Bush forms a corporation out of Florida that buys the underground house, the underground facility. But what got Jerry murdered, and Otis Johnson was his partner. He had 2 partners. Like Otis was the assistant to William Casey. When Casey was CIA director, they murdered him because he was going to testify that Bush was out of control after he left the CIA as directorship. Bush went over and had 2 goons, broke his door down, held him down in the chair, shoved a needle in his temple, caused him a cerebral hemorrhage. As he was at Bethesda, they closed the floor down, blowing game Secret Service and above him. Otis went and saw him along with the other assistant to William Casey, and Casey told him what had happened. All the doctors and nurses after Casey died about 10 or 12 days later, all the doctors and nurses that worked on him for that 10, 11 days were all suicided in car crash rollovers like they did to me. Or they were shot in the mouth or behind the ear, suicided themselves. That's impossible. Now, Otis was also a partner to Jerry Henderson. Now, Jerry Henderson owned Grumman Aerospace Company that made F-10 or tank busters, F-10s they call them, tank busters. And they shipped, he had bill of ladings that looked legit, and shipped these tank busters over to Iran and Iraq, where Bush was selling them to these countries and profiting, putting the money in his pocket. When Henderson found out they were fake and his Grumman Aerospace Company wasn't going to be paid, he was going to testify before the Congress, and they murdered him. Now, after he's dead, his wife ends up dead. She only got about $20 million. She ends up two years later dead. She had to part from the place, but Bush took over the underground facility. Well, then he started renting it out for weddings. And you can go in and look on 007 Otis Johnson. You'll see pictures where the local media was allowed to take pictures of the secret underground house. There were 2 of them in there. And Otis stayed a lot in the 2-bedroom, 2,000-square-foot house where he had about 6,000 square feet, a pool. And I mean, it's a fancy place right there off of Flamingo and Spencer. I've seen the buildings when they were there. And they actually had, it was across from the Dalsan building, which he named after his grandfather that owned the Dalsan Bank in Switzerland. Well, Henderson, Avon, had $3.5 trillion in there, and he was financing covert operations of state. In other words, we're spying on Russia. Oh, we need $5 million for these agents, okay? Well, Jerry was in charge of that fund and the whole bit. But take a look at that. But he had Avon, which was a CIA company. Avon. Just thought I'd mention it, Nicole, because you're talking cosmetics and stuff like this. I mean, our government, people have no idea how many entities are owned by CIA, created by CIA, and then when they break them up, whatever profit is made, or whatever, you know, say they break up the company, decide to dissolve the company, and it's worth $100 million, well, $10 million go, that's worth $100 million, and the agents made the company an extra $7 million, that $7 million is divided up between those agents. This is how the government works. Otis used to call the CIA criminals in action. Criminals in action. Ross Perot, that I knew personally, hiding from the FBI, talked to him on many times. He resigned from the election in May or June of 1992, running against Bush because of me, because of facts that came across Pensacola headquarters. I needed $1.5 million to do Operation Lockdown, a Bush competition in Dallas. A friend of mine got his hand on that fax from another friend that worked at Pensacola. And Pensacola is J. Hugh Lickey, and Daddy Bush owns Pensacola. Remember, Zapata Oil Company invaded Cuba. They almost caused a, you know, Third World War during Kennedy, and then they murdered him. But Zapata hauls drugs across the from the Mexican border up into California, and I got a DEA agent before congressional investigations in the late 1990s. So I'm aware of this. But Gene Chip Tatum was the one, and listen to the interview, December the 6th, 2023 on Radio Bar 4, Gene Chip Tatum. They Agent Oranged him. Gave me Agent Orange. He had to have surgery, and he now may be dead. He's in another country. He was going to do another radio show with me, a couple, three of them, and I can't get a hold of him. I think he's dead. But he was the one that was in charge of neutralizing Ross Perot during the election, and he didn't. He didn't. He refused. So Bush threw him in jail for 5 years. 5 years. He was sitting next to Timothy McVeigh in a holding cell, where they actually, I was held there, not in the holding cell, but in that particular facility in Inglewood, Colorado, when they had me as a political prisoner. But they built two special cells, one for Gene Chip Tatum and one for Timothy McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bomber who went out the back door. And I got a story done on him, and it's up on my website about the Oklahoma City bombing in one of those magazines. They're out of Florida. They put they covered their magazine, the Esquire, and the different ones. But a reporter got anthraxed over doing that story for me. Tim McVeigh went out the back door. And Susan Carlson with ABC News, as she's sitting in the room watching McVeigh being stuck with a needle to put him to sleep and kill him, they gave him a narcotics-induced injection. So he stopped breathing. He'd breathe about once every minute. Well, after about 5 minutes, they're dead. So they have to neutralize the narcotics they put in him. Susan Carlson says, "Oh my God, he's breathing. I saw him breathe." And she's sitting there looking again. He's breathing. And Otis could hear it. He was on the other side getting ready to take McVeigh to Flat Lake, Montana. Flat Lake something Montana is what the name of it was. Him and a couple of other CIA agents. So they took McVeigh, closed the gate or the curtain, and the roster doctor was there, the CIA roster doctor, and they gave him the chemical to neutralize the narcotic-induced injection. McVeigh never was put to death. And they, if you go back and look at the stories on Timothy McVeigh, he was to be executed on a certain date, and someone inside his team that was involved in the Oklahoma City bombing, which Bush wanted and hired them to do it, working out of a power plant up in New York State, he was Army. They even wrote stories about it. Well, he got his way out. He got a $10 million, but one of his buddies neutralized Bush into paying the ransom, should we say. And Otis Johnson, Super Spook, was one of the ones that slammed him in the ambulance and or in the van, and they made sure he stayed alive, and then they flew him up by helicopter up to Flat Lake, Montana, where he stayed at a guy that owned a bunch of newspapers. He had a a big house up there, and he was fishing. But they say it gives him a headache for about a week from being narcotic-induced injected. It looks like he's dead. He went out the back door, folks. And here's Gene Chip Tatum in the cell next to him. And I've met Tatum since that time, in person, in Denver, Global Sciences, where I used to speak every year. And Tatum spoke one year, and he told me he heard the same thing, that he went out the back door. And Gene Chip Tatum knew Otis Johnson like he knew Al Martin, who Al Martin, the Iran-Contra whistleblower of 1986, I helped get his book published, The Conspirators. I just want to throw tidbits out here of some of the people that I know and some of the things that I know about. But we've got an organized crime syndicate that's out of control. As Otis Johnson told me, he says 6 out of 10 congressmen and senators have been chipped behind the ear where they can control them, like MKUltra and the other stuff. And he said the other 4 of them, out of 10, he says they've neutralized them with kids, trafficking of children, like with Abramoff, Jack Abramoff, okay? I had the prosecutor in San Diego prosecuting him. Going to prosecute him on it, and they fired her. Okay? And the whole bit. But these are some of the tidbits I wanted people to know. And they need to look at this. Remember, what goes on today. In 1981, the General Accounting Office, which is a watchdog for the U.S. Congress and Senate, and they get all their reports from the Treasury and the Comptroller of Currency and so on and so forth. They carry guns and badges, but they have no power to arrest. Okay? They refer. They carry it for protection. Now, they report to the Congress and Senate the numbers. They said in 1981, 1% of the population, Leonard Millman, Daddy Bush, all the others, the 12 disciples of Satan, basically controlled, they controlled 20% of the U.S. economy at the time in 81. They did another one. Real quick, we're going to end it in a moment. We're going to end it in a moment. It's my show, if you don't mind, Nicole, please. In 2012, the General Accounting Office reported that 400 men controlled 95% of the U.S. economy. They are the fronts for the Council of 12. Now, we're up to where I believe, because they have the world's largest bank, HSBC, operated out of Denver. They have BlackRock, Blackstone, which controls the U.S. Treasury and the Federal Reserve out of Denver, Colorado, by Larry Mizell, that took over from my former father-in-law, Leonard Millman, when he died in 2004. They are in control, in my opinion, they're in control of 99% of the U.S. economy right now. Where the people were in control in 81, they were in control of 80%, 99% of the people were in control of 80% of the economy. That's how bad it is. You have any comment on that or any last comments?
No, I just think that maybe corporate America needs to take a look at what they're doing serves a purpose for the government, just like they provide a service for the American people. And maybe one hand scratches the other. Maybe there is some economic benefit, like you said with Avon, raising money, and you think that they have all these operations, they have to get the funds somewhere.
Avon was so clean at one time. Now, you're talking about other stuff. Now, I know this. That if you get in the way of someone within government or private sector, you're going to get killed. If you make a comment, you whistleblow, you're going to get killed. They've targeted me 40 times, and I know that only because of the grace of God and Jesus Christ and my belief do I live. I got a broken neck and a back. I can hardly even walk. I'm running around half crippled all the time. I've been anthraxed. I mean, they've shot at me. I heard the bullet go past me. It sounded like a bee, and all of a sudden, kaboom. And I dropped on my patio. It was a 50 caliber, someone trying to pick me off with, because he shot a second time, and I heard the kaboom, and I fired 50 calibers before. So, everybody I know, most of the whistleblowers that I've come across today are dead. And I mean, I've come across 250 of them. They're dead. They're dead, folks, because they get rid of you. Anybody that speaks out they kill them. Now, that doesn't mean to speak out. You know, I like that congressman from South Carolina, Green, her name is. She's a decent-looking gal, her Green. She was on with the guy that used to be on Fox News. I'm trying to think of his name. But it's up on my website. If you go to Nancy Green or whatever her name is, she made a comment, Tucker Carlson, in Nancy Green's interview. She says the American people are going to have to rise up and do something about this corruption. That's what she basically said. And she said she referred, the only way to do it is to get rid of all the Congress and Senate and start over, including me, she says. That was a pretty profound statement from one of the few honest congresswomen in the United States of America. You have any comment on that one?
Well, that's what I said at the beginning of the show, that that's why they don't want to close the border. I think that those should probably want to close it because they see it as a national security threat. They probably can't say anything about it because maybe there's so much blackmail and bribery.
And trans... And this...
It's always going to be the status quo.
Yeah, and this transporting of all these children coming across with males across the border. They're being put into trafficking. Child trafficking rings is what it is. But I find it interesting that Israel is transporting them from southern Mexico all the way up that new highway. Well, that other part of the highway called the Devarian Gap is being finished within 3 months in Panama. That means they'll come from South Africa all the way up that highway and being transported instead of being transported there north of Panama, etc., where the highway starts, the highway will be completed. How many people are we going to have in the United States in 1 year? I mean, this is ridiculous what is going on. I mean, it's bad. It's really bad. Uh-huh. Our country, it's unless people do what Nancy Green says, remove them all. The patriotic Americans need to take control, and they need to do it soon. Because I'm telling you what, for this Victoria Nuland to suggest that to the State Department, which she used to be there, and she got removed, thank God. But she calls the State Department up. She makes an announcement on the news that the State Department needs to bomb every city in Russia. They're trying to create World War III. And you look at the 35,000 plus Palestinians that are dead in Palestine, all the buildings leveled by Israel. Israel's behind it. And they got the anti-Semitic, the Congress unanimously passes anti-Semitic law. If you say anything against Israel or the Jewish people or anything else, it's a federal crime. You're going to be thrown in jail for 10 years. They're going to come around picking people up. They're like me, the alternative media, radio shows like Nicole and so forth, and people that mention the war crimes or crimes against humanity that Bibi Netanyahu and Israel are doing. Now, the Senate hasn't passed it yet, so it doesn't go into law until they pass it, but they're talking about passing this. It is going to shut down the churches, the Christian churches in America, because you won't be able to say that Jesus Christ was crucified by those Jews and the Romans at that particular time. They're going to shut the churches down. We've got bad news coming. The only thing, in my opinion, that will stop it would be the power of prayer through Jesus Christ and your belief. We got trouble, folks, and it's big time right now. You want any last words or comment here?
I just think we need to pray and close this out. I have a disgruntled puppy.
Say a prayer for this nation, okay?
I will. Let's say a prayer. We're going to say a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for providing us another opportunity to share the truth in your word. I want to pray for the veterans of all branches. I want to thank them for their service. And I want to thank them for their sacrifice. And I want to pray for them and their families, whether they're here at home or overseas. and those who are overseas, may their journey back home be safe and sound. I always want to pray for this nation. I want to pray for Donald Trump and his family. I want to pray for the brave men and women out there who are fighting against criminal activities and satanic cults and covens. I want to also pray for Stu and myself that we continue on with the dedication of sharing and knowing the truth and knowing the will of God and practicing that will to begin in our lives. I want to thank his audience, too, for welcoming me into their home. And I want to thank Stu for allowing me to be on this platform. I appreciate this opportunity and I cherish it greatly. Heavenly Father, we are fighting for the will of your kingdom and for the will of your Son to make his return. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you for the lives you've given us. And may your kingdom reign forever and ever. Amen.
And I'm in agreement, and I thank you, Jesus, in your holy name, by your blood, and by your stripes, my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Nicole Powers.
Yes.
Give out your website.
WitnessSpeak.com, where you can find ways to spiritually heal and get close to God.
Nicole, thank you for doing the show with me.
And also dedicate this new website. It would be both.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too.